Ron Culver continues now on the Sports Map Radio Network. Here's Tony D and Ron Culver.
All right, we're going to be heading over to the Progressive Insurance guest line. Drivers who switch and save with Progressive save nearly $750 on average. Call or click today and find out how we can save you hundreds on your car insurance. We're going to have with Qadree Ismail, 10-year NFL wide receiver, Super Bowl champion with the Baltimore Ravens, won Super Bowl 35 in that game against the Giants in Tampa. Co-host of Purple Pregame and Postgame, WJZ-TV in Baltimore. We're going to be hooking up with him to talk about the Ravens, who've got the Kansas City Chiefs coming up this weekend. And I said earlier, you know, this is such a, you know, we've seen the Ravens in the playoffs before, but the last couple of years, you know, Lamar Jackson was on the sidelines. He was hurt. And now he is not only a runaway front runner for the MVP, but a home win away, albeit against Kansas City, and that's no push, from taking this Ravens team to the Super Bowl. And they have done so with a brand-new offensive coordinator in Todd Monken, Mike McDonald on the defensive side in his second year of calling plays on the defensive side. Qadree Ismail joins us again for talking Ravens football, 10-year wide receiver and Super Bowl champion with the Ravens in Super Bowl 25. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. AFC Championship Week.
Absolutely. Co-host of the Purple Pregame and Postgame on WJZ-TV in Baltimore. All right, so the Ravens. Todd Monken, let's get to right him. What has made him different as a coordinator from Greg Roman, again, in terms of what he's done for Lamar Jackson?
I think from a Todd Monken standpoint, the first time he walked through those doors and had his press conference, he was talking about defending 53 and a third. He talked about how he needed to see the different skill sets of individuals that will be on the roster, and he wants to use those said skill sets. And I think with the drafting of Zay Flowers, the way Isaiah Likely has stepped up, the way you look at Odell Beckham Jr., who has been used in and out throughout the year, Nelson Aguilar, even Rashad Bateman, all of them, I think they've all been able to have a large contribution compared to the run-dominant, heavy tight end offensive philosophy of Greg Roman.
Isaiah Likely, you bring him up because when they lost Mark Andrews, that was a big, big loss. How has he stepped up? Are they similar in terms of playing that difficult position?
You know, it's interesting because with, again, Mark Andrews, he was under Greg Roman and had a ton of success because he was Lamar Jackson's go-to guy. He was his security blanket. He did an amazing job of when Lamar would extend plays, he would just find the opening of the defense like time and time again. So clutch. But at the same time, when you look at the way this offense is constructed, it's entirely different. Mark Andrews, obviously, as you said, goes down. But I think for Isaiah, it was just getting more comfortable within his own skin and just going out there and playing with a strong level of assurity that he belongs, that he can make those big plays too. And I think it's really, really showed up in the Jacksonville Jaguars game where he high-pointed a ball and snatched it out of air. And that was kind of like his, you know, his stepping up, coming out and saying, look, I am that guy and you can rely upon me. Since then, we've just seen him blossom and just make catch after catch after catch. And I love the fact that he's now even more confident with his run after catch, where he's having this wicked stiff arm that he just loves to just inflict on whomever, whether it be a DB or a safety.
As a former wide receiver, because I remember draft day with Zay Flowers, and there was like a buzz of like, wow, all right, here we go, Ravens. As a wide receiver, how do you evaluate Zay Flowers and what he's meant for this offense?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting because for the Ravens, overall, they've really struggled over the years, plural, of drafting a first-round draft choice at the wide receiver position. You know, and I just referenced Bateman and the way in which he was a first-rounder, too, but the story wasn't written fully on him because of injury. Well, here comes Zay Flowers, and I think the way he has come in, he's their go-to guy. He's really been just tremendous, and the moment has never really been big for him. I love how, you know, in the beginning, Todd Monken used him to use his skill sets. He's quick in space. As Mike Tomlin had mentioned, he's not afraid to go into dark spaces. So as little as he is, he's a fierce runner with the football in his hands, and I think that's something that has really stood out for Zay Flowers. And I think the more he evolved as a receiver, the more Todd Monken has put on his plate and the more he stood up and stood tall with the responsibilities of being the number one receiver.
How has Monken been able to, and staying with the offense for a second, how has Monken been able to help Lamar Jackson in where in the past he's been susceptible to the blitz, not being able to get the ball out quickly, and now it feels like even with the Texans having a heavy blitz, he was able to adjust in the second half and sort of take advantage of that?
I think when you use the word adjust, that's the thing. What's the counterpunch? There really wasn't that big of a counterpunch with Greg Roman's offensive philosophy. I think now you're seeing a good counterpunch, and I think T. Martin has a lot of credit to that because he prepares and gives Lamar Jackson an opportunity to see the defense in a different light. And so when things aren't working out, and in the Texans game and around that second quarter, there were about three drives there where the Texans had their way with Lamar Jackson and the offense. But it's the counterpunch. It's the going in at halftime. It's recognizing, let's get the ball out of Lamar's hands quicker. Let's not sit there and wait for the big shot down the football field. Let's put the pressure back on the defense. And that was the adjustment, and it worked smoothly.
Let's get to the defense now. Mike McDonald has been highly praised for not only the way this defense plays, but who the Ravens have taken down offensively, whether it's the Dolphins or San Francisco or all the teams that they've sort of Detroit earlier in the season. What is the style of defense for people that sort of remember all of the great defensive formations that the Ravens have had in the past 20 years?
Mike McDonald was the guy to take over from Wink Martindale. And Wink was a very just kind of gunslinger, going to blitz the heck out of you, you know, damn it to hell, play cover zero, play cover one, and if you get us, so be it. I think with Mike McDonald took some of that aggressiveness, but then said, you know what, we can play covers in the back end. We don't necessarily have to go straight man-to-man. You know what, we don't have to bring everybody all the time. We can, you know, look like we're going to bring heat one direction and confuse you and then bring heat the opposite direction. You know what? We got personnel guys that I can utilize, and if it's an Arthur Millette or a Kyle Hamilton coming from the safety spot and coming to the line of scrimmage and coming on pressure packages, we can do that too. I think the fact that he has players that know how to be utilized, and you got a guy in Roquan Smith to direct everyone to where they need to be, I think that's the bonus. I think that's what we've seen with this defense. Unlike in years past with the Ravens defense, it was a heavy, aggressive defense, but it was also led by, you know, a superstar in a Ed Reed or a Terrell Suggs or obviously the GOAT in Ray Lewis.
Yeah, and with this defense, from developing a Patrick Queen or acquiring a Roquan Smith or Jadeveon Clowney, what elements of these guys are they looking for, whether they get them and sort of raise them as Ravens or acquire them to become Ravens?
Yeah, you know, I think the one thing with Eric DaCosta, the general manager, one, you know, element is going against the grain of looking at football talent. I think most scouting departments, they subscribe to a generic look of, oh, okay, this guy runs, this is his measurables. Yeah. Oh, let's get him. I think this is more about the mentality. I think it's more about the fit. I think it's about, you know, how hungry you are to get better, how hungry you are to come to work. Do you love the game of football? You know, what's your personality like? And I think that they put all that together, which then spills over into a cohesive unit. So when you do have a Mike McDonald telling a Jadeveon Clowney or Kyle Van Noy, you know, what their rules are and how they can attack an offense, that those veteran players are like, huh, okay, do make sense. Let's go out there and do it. And sure enough, it shows up. I think, you know, Kyle Hamilton, who, you know, you're like, well, you know, is he out in space kind of a guy, or is he at the, and, you know, in the tackle box kind of a guy? Mike McDonald's creative enough because of recognizing who he is. I can do it all. I think if I put Kyle at the line, or if I put him back and covering a tight end, or if he even has to cover a receiver, it doesn't matter. If I'm blitzing him, he's going to show up. And I think that's the genius of both the scouting as well as, you know, fitting them into what the Ravens like to do.
Andre Ishmael, co-host of the Purple pregame and postgame on WJZ-TV in Baltimore, 10-year NFL wide receiver and also a Super Bowl champion with the Ravens in Super Bowl 35. Always good talking to you, my friend. Hope to catch up with you soon. Thank you so much.
Appreciate it, Matt. Thank you.
You got it. On the Ravens. Yeah, hear it. Like, again, it's... Look at the way that, again, the defense is built. Like he was saying, like, it's not, they get Patrick Queen, they raise him. They required Roquan Smith a couple of years ago, like 2 years ago. And Jadeveon Clowney was a number one overall pick, but has found a role on this defense. And like I said, it's been fantastic. If you really dive into some of the numbers this season and what this defense has done to very, very good offenses, there are, three teams other than the Ravens, they really throttled and held in check the two NFC teams.